Hi, I'm Pastor Alan McQuarrie, the teaching elder at Grace Community Church in Brockville, Ontario, Canada, your pastor for the day. The older I get and the more years I have in ministry, it seems that there are passages that are so deep and rich that my mind cannot comprehend the truth and the depth of what the Word says. One of them is that simple verse that we read, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, as John wrote. What an amazing concept. Can we grasp the depth of what that phrase says? The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That is the Logos, the expression from God the Father, God's communication to a fallen, sinful race. Everything we need to know to live a godly life and to do kingdom work and to know our salvation is found in Christ Jesus. If we know the Lord as our Savior, what an amazing thing has happened in our lives. Not just simply we have been forgiven, but we have been made a new creation in Christ. The old is gone and the new has come. It's more than just simply being forgiven for our sins. It is about the present position that we have. Paul says, we stand in grace. One of the sad things I see is that believers in Christ who really know the Lord as their Savior spend so little time in the Word. If the Word became flesh, then shouldn't it be logical that we who know the Lord, who have been washed in His blood, who have been renewed, made new creatures in Christ, people who have a heavenly home waiting for us, shouldn't we be hungry to hear the Word of God? Shouldn't we be hungry to read the Word of God? Because this is everything we need to know is found in Christ. And yet it is such a sad thing that so many believers neglect their daily understanding, their daily reading, their daily memorizing of the Word of God. You know, we read that the psalmist says, "Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." So if we're not even trying to hide God's word in our hearts, what will happen? We will sin because we don't know what right and wrong is. We don't know what is honoring and pleasing to the Lord, nor where God would have us to be. Today, help us to understand, O Lord, the depth of your word. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. What a simple prayer. What an important prayer, that today you and I come before the Lord and acknowledge how good He is to us and how much we need Him, and ask Him to forgive us for how much we have neglected Him today. But in that same process, we need to pray that God, the Holy Spirit, would open His Word and touch our hearts and convict us and to reveal to us how to live and how to be honest to the Word of God. It's so important to be honest to the Word of God, not to come to the Bible with preconceived ideas in our heart, but rather just say, Lord, you speak to me. May the Spirit of God open the Word today and help me to understand the great truths of an eternal sovereign Lord. And if my mind has to change and my ideas have to change, so be it. Let me be in line with the Word of God, and let me love to hear about Jesus. That is so important. Because as God's people, we have to appreciate what it means that the Word has become flesh and dwelt among us. I'm Dr. Alan McQuarrie, the teaching elder at Grace Community Church in Brockville, Ontario, your pastor for the day.